Brian gripped his stick more calmly, trying to judge what the creature was, or if there was more than one. Something jumped into his lap and bit him on the inside of his left wrist. It felt about the size and weight of a small mongrel dog, and Ryan snatched desperately at it with his right hand. Blindness hadn't slowed that part of his reflexes, and he caught the thing. Scrawny and hairy, struggling like crazy, its long tail lashed against his body. Long tail?
Ah! Fire blast! Christy! Help me! I'm being attacked by...
Rats! Stand up and swing the branch, Ryan! For your life! Now! There's dozens of the muty bastards!
He was up in a nanosecond, throwing the rat from him. He flailed around with the long stick as the pack of vermin surged at him. He was bitten a half dozen times. Two of the rats were climbing up his body with a sickening nimbleness, light-footed as demons as they scampered toward his face and throat. Ryan used the stick like a medieval quarterstaff, two-handed, swinging it in a tight, whirring circle, catching several of his attackers. The animals pressed around his legs, trying to bring him to the floor by weight of numbers. One tried to fasten its grip on his hand, and he shook it off, shuddering at the realization that the thing had a double row of murderous teeth. Ryan felt the rats hesitate in response to Christie's gunfire. The rodents retreated, leaving Ryan a clear space for a few moments. One of the muty animals clung to the end of the staff, and Ryan swung it to the floor with all his strength.
Let's go, lover!
For a moment, he was totally disoriented. Had it not been for Christie seizing his arm, he could easily have blundered deeper into the rat's haunt, or run out into the sluggish deeps of the swamp.
This way.
They ran about 40 yards from the building, out onto the almost submerged causeway that led eventually back to the Villa of Brampton. Ryan's hand still held tight to the whittled stick, feeling on the one end the broken slivers where the rats had gnawed at the hard wood.
That was a close call. They still after us?
Nothing. The shots from the blaster did the trick, though you were more than holding your own with that chewed up bit of stick you got there.
It's a real pisser having to depend on someone else like that.
If I hadn't been there, you'd probably have made it clear yourself. You were holding them off all right, weren't you?
I guess so, but...
Ryan knew without a shred of doubt that another minute or so among the muty rats would have seen him down and done for.
Anyway, we have to get back to the Ville. Ready to go and meet the family.
Sure.
Suddenly, something vast rushed up the shallow bank and snatched Christy away with awesome force. Christy was gone, torn away from him by what he knew instinctively had to be a monstrous alligator. She was gone, and he stood there blind. Ryan automatically dropped the staff and drew the powerful Sig Sauer, holding it cocked and ready in his right hand.
Christy!
Christy was fighting for her life against the saurian that had taken her. The fight would only have one ending, as the great reptile rolled her under the frothing mud and rolled again and again, possibly tearing off an arm at the shoulder or severing her trunk at the waist. Ryan stood there in total darkness, his knuckles white on the butt of the useless handgun. Ryan holstered the pistol and drew the panga. He held his breath and hurled himself away to the left. He tried desperately to hang on to his sense of direction, working out that the noise was coming from ahead and a little to his right.
No, Ryan, no!
I'm coming! I'm coming, lover!
Ryan's head was thrown back, his neck straining, the sinews in his throat as taut as bowstrings.
Keep away! You can't do it!
The blade held tight in his right hand, Ryan slipped into a fluid side stroke that moved him more easily across the treacherous swamp. He felt something brush against his leg, something vast and immeasurably powerful. Both of Ryan's hands were outstretched, and it was the left that made the first contact with the gator. The thick scale scraped past him, giving him a clue of the creature's size and the direction it was taking. A short, muscular leg kicked out at Ryan, as if the saurian sensed his presence close by. Now that he'd finally made contact, all of Ryan's fears left him. The blindness no longer mattered. In the filthy, impenetrable deeps of the swamp, it was to be a battle decided only by touch, not by sight. He wrapped his arms around the beast's powerful tail, acting like an anchor, slowing the muty reptile, making it obvious that the creature had an enemy. Ryan was dragged deep into the midnight labyrinth, pulled through a knotted maze of mangrove roots. He was knocked and bruised, but he still clung to the gator's tail.